Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I am here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
So today is Ash Wednesday.
Yes.
Our first, well, the beginning of Lent. And your Heartbeat was all about preparing us for Lent, for getting ready for this season.
Mm-hmm.
And talking about what this season's about in us giving our heart to God. More and more I'm thinking about like the time of Lent in the church as such an amazing opportunity every year to re-examine my heart.
Yes.
Because in previous years, or maybe I just haven't thought about it much, you know, you go through Advent, you go through Lent, and then you have your rest of the year, ordinary time. But it kind of, you know, it just comes around again. But if we really think about it, the church is giving us the opportunity every year to go deeper.
Yeah, to look at where we are right now.
Yeah.
To ask God to change the ways where we haven't done well or not good or not working to even our full potential, accepting God's full life that he has for us.
Mm.
So willing to change and allowing God to change us.
Mm. I think often when we change in life, though, is that there's an intentionality that's come in us going, like we pursued something, that's why there's been a change or a goal we've achieved.
We decided I wanted to get fitter, so I went to the gym.
Mm.
We intentionally went there, learnt the exercises, did the routine, but it didn't happen overnight, but you started.
Well, there's new skills you want to acquire, so you know what, I'm going to have to study this and practice this. And so when it comes to Lent, this is a time of intentionally spending time examining our hearts.
It's a time of
spiritual reflection.
Yep.
Where is our relationship with God?
Yes.
And so I think your Heartbeat this week, I give you my heart, is a beautiful starting point to look at our hearts.
Well, also God wants us, he makes us passionate people. You know, you can go, I'm quite a quiet, sedate person, but I bet you're passionate about something. And God wants us to be passionate about him.
Yeah.
He wants our hearts fully focused on him. All of us. All of us, meaning all of us people on the earth, but all of us, he wants. And so we have to surrender our heart to him. Because, again, the free will, he gives us choice. And if we choose not to, well, that's then on us. But he does want us to choose, and we can choose to go deeper and deeper and deeper.
And that's why during Lent, those pillars of Lent, I suppose, that we would have talked in previous years, fasting, prayer,
and almsgiving,
which is giving to the poor and those in need. Those things are intentional acts to help us surrender more.
Yes.
You know, I think when we're a lot younger, we can think,
these
are just the rules that you have to do. This is the hard part. Yeah. But it's a discipline.
Yes.
To take us to a new place, to surrender our heart more. And I think when we think about it in that way, then it does take us to a new place, because when we are acting those things out, we have a real deeper understanding of what God's doing in us.
It's like we get an extra strength. We're stronger in our resolve to do good, to be loving, to be merciful, to be forgiving, to follow God's ways. And that only can happen first by our intention to do it, our decision to do it, our choice to do it. And then the Holy Spirit comes in, because we give him free will, and works on this area and this area and this area. And sometimes in working on it, it's not like we're doing anything bad. He wants us to be holier and purer and better and gooder. There's no such word as gooder, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. The main aspect that you really focused on this week was talking about our words and our speech. And at first I thought, oh, that's really interesting. We're talking about giving God our heart, but yet you're talking about, you know, what are our words? But of course it makes sense because of the scripture that you used. It talks about how out of our mouth the heart speaks. Or is it
abundance of our heart.
Out of the mouth the heart speaks. Yeah, you go. Yeah.
Out of the abundance of our heart, our mouth speaks.
Yes. But showing that when we speak, when we choose our words, it is a reflection
of who we are.
Of who we are and our heart.
Yes.
And the content of our heart, where it's at, the purity of our heart. And so really it's almost a great starting point for saying, okay, God, where am I right now with my heart and you? How do I treat people? When I speak to my friends and my family,
what do I think about them? Does that then just come out in my mouth and my language?
Mm.
Or do I stop myself and say, no, that's, or the Holy Spirit stops me.
Mm.
Don't think like that. That's not the way to think and speak. Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's, yeah, just a really great starting point to look at our heart. And then from there, we can go deeper to other elements of our relationship with God. You talked about King David. And particularly when you read the scripture, we know that God looked at the heart, and that's a key phrase that we think of with King David. And another key phrase that I often think about with David is in Psalm 51, and it's in verse 10. It says this, and this is David crying out to God after David has sinned. And it says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me."
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a beautiful verse for Lent.
Because the spirit and the heart sort of go together.
Because
how your spirit is really what your heart is, what comes out of you.
Mm.
So he's saying, you create in me this clean heart. Start again in many ways, scrub it clean, and put the spirit within me to renew me.
Yeah. And it's just beautiful because it makes me think that during Lent, if I'm going to put those principles in place of fasting, almsgiving and prayer, then almost every time I do it, I could start with just this verse my head.
This God, is what we
as
say.
I fast today, would you create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me?
But even God, as I go to work today,
would
you create in me a clean heart and renew my spirit?
Mm.
God, as I deliberately go and visit someone today, as I serve my family, love my husband, you know, discipline my children, whatever it might be, create in me. Yeah, that's
beautiful. A clean heart. So that's the weekly challenge for this week, that every time you go to
morning
anything,
your prayer or whatever you're doing,
to say this verse, which is Psalm 51, I'm going to say it again. Psalm 51 verse 10, create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. And do you know, by the end of Lent, if we've been really intentional in this, then the evidence we will see at the end of Lent, again, will come back to our speech though.
Yes.
It'll be a changed heart, but it will come out.
Our actions.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, a changed heart that hopefully God's done something in us.
Yeah.
So we hope that you are blessed with a wonderful season of Lent. We look forward to sharing more with you over the next few weeks. And maybe this will be a challenge for you, but that's okay. Because when we're intentional, we know that God sees the heart.
Yep.
So we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.